Hello, hello, Z News family. Welcome to episode 497 of the Z News podcast, Monday, June 9th, 2025. It's great to have you back, tuning in from wherever you are, whether you're sipping your morning tea or stuck in traffic. Today, we're diving into a mix of stories that reveal some of the deeper currents shaping our nation, from political legacies and elections to societal values, and even the state of sports diplomacy. So, let's get right into it. First up, the political landscape is still buzzing around the passing of former President Edgar Lungu. You know, there's always a delicate dance between memory and critique, and this week's headlines reflect that. Lubinga, acting PF president, has spoken out about mourning and respect. He clarified that the party's got enough food donations for mourners, so no need to send extra help, yet he also took a moment to call out those who, during Lungu's life, called him a thief but now want to praise him in death. It's a reminder that legacy isn't just about the post-mortem praise, it's about the full story, warts and all. This reminds me of the age-old debate, can you truly honor a leader if your criticisms remain? Or is mourning a time for unity? Lubinga's stance suggests that dignity involves acknowledging both the good and the bad, a nuanced view that seems far more honest than the black-and-white narratives we sometimes see. Speaking of political legacies, the Patriotic Front isn't sitting still. Their former Secretary General, Davis Mwila, announced that the party is fielding a presidential candidate next year. That's a bold statement, an assertion of intent to bounce back after losing power. It's clear they're seeking to rebuild and reclaim relevance, indicating that Zambia's political scene will be even more competitive come 2026. It's like a game of chess, every move counts, and the PF is making strategic steps to position itself for what could be an intense electoral showdown. Now, this political tension isn't happening in a vacuum. It's intertwined with issues of governance and fairness. A recent report from the Electoral Resource Transparency Committee, ERTC, highlights that police often favor the ruling party and deny opposition parties rally permits. That's a concern, democracy is supposed to be inclusive, not skewed. It's like trying to play football with one team having all the good balls, unfair, and it ruins the game. And speaking of fairness, the church's role in politics has come under scrutiny. UPND's Charles Mayupai cautioned clergy to tread carefully around political involvement. He emphasized that election wins aren't their concern, probably because the line between moral authority and political partisanship can blur quickly. This touches on a wider issue: how does Zambia maintain the moral stature of its religious leaders without turning them into political pawns? It's a tricky balancing act, like walking a tightrope while juggling. Now, shifting gears for a moment, because life isn't all politics, let's talk sports. Our Copper Queens midfielder, Okumba Ostlubanji, is recovering from a serious knee injury in China. The government, led by Alvis Ankandu, visited her in hospital, showing support and recognition of the importance of sports in nation building. It's a reminder that beyond politics, sports serve as a unifying force, a mirror reflecting our national pride and aspirations. I mean, I couldn't believe when I read that even in injury, our athletes still spark national unity. That's resilience, Zambia style. And speaking of unity, it's hard to ignore the calls for respect at the passing of Edgar Lungu. There's been a plea to stop weaponizing grief and politicizing his funeral. The idea is simple. Let's set aside partisan differences for a moment and offer a dignified farewell. It's an invitation for us as a nation to show that even in death, we can uphold our values of respect and humanity, a lesson perhaps for how we handle our disagreements on the daily. Adding fuel to the fire, the ruling UPND issued a warning to the PF to stop insinuating that the current government was responsible for Lungu's medical treatment delays, and thus, his death. This ongoing blame game highlights how political wounds continue long after the wounds of funeral rites are supposed to heal. It's like trying to patch a torn cloth, it's complicated, and sometimes the tears run deeper. On a different note, the government recently fired the MD of Tazama and the permanent Secretary of Energy, moves aimed at cleaning up the fuel sector. President Hakainde Hichilema is clearly serious about cracking down on irregularities and monopolistic practices. It's a step towards transparency, much needed in a sector that's vital to our economy. This reform effort is like trying to fix a leaking pipe, messy, but necessary if we want the water and fuel to flow fairly. And on the topic of threats to our democracy, a new report points out that corruption remains the main threat to free and fair elections. It's a familiar villain, like that recurring villain in a movie franchise. If we don't tackle corruption head-on, all the progress we aim for could be lost in the shadows. Finally, for the sports fans among us, yes, I see you. Our Zambian team, under coach Chembeshi, is gearing up and saying, "We're ready for Botswana." That's the spirit of competition, determined, resilient, and proud. It's a reminder that beyond the political and social dramas, we're a nation that loves to compete, to excel, and to showcase our talent on the regional stage. So, as I wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this: in a time when politics can often feel like a Game of Thrones, what does true unity look like for Zambia? Is it in honoring our leaders with dignity, regardless of past judgments? Or in resisting attempts to politicize grief and national moments? Perhaps it's a bit of both. I'll leave you with that thoughtful question. Think about it, because sometimes, the answers lie not just in the headlines, but in how we choose to respond as a nation. Until tomorrow, this is Ayanda reminding you, stay aware, stay engaged, and never underestimate the power of a well-placed question. Goodbye for now.